Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Doctors, lawyers, and CPAs are considered professional occupations, that is, having a specialized body of knowledge and having education, experience, and ethical requirements. Our next guest believes that certified financial planning should also be considered a bona fide profession, and he's working hard to make that happen. Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner and a regular contributor to this program. Today, he joins us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Rick, welcome back.
Mike, it's good to be back.
Is there a lot of work involved in this project of yours?
The one thing that is in the way is, yes, you mentioned experience. Yes, you mentioned specialized body of knowledge. Yes, you mentioned ethical requirements with a mechanism of actually enforcing that. The CFP designation does, in fact, encapsulate and embody all of those requirements. But bona fide professions have one other attribute that are common across the board, the doctors, the lawyers, CPAs, that financial planning does not have, and that is total control over the terms and labels. In other words, they have the ability to control who can and who cannot hold themselves out as a professional. That's what we don't have in financial planning. So the process, back to your original question, is really done as it would be in any industry, and that is through lobbying, self-regulatory organizations. Really, the focus is on this one thing that's missing, getting some kind of control over who can call themselves a financial planner.
And then who is it that makes this decision? Who do you have to prove that there's some sort of control here?
Either FINRA or the SEC, the regulatory agencies that have responsibility over our industry. FINRA is the Financial Industry Regulatory Association. It used to be the NASD. They're now called FINRA.
How many financial planners do we have in South Carolina, and how many of those are certified?
There's 630,000 individuals across the country that are registered with FINRA. That means they're licensed to sell securities. According to the CFP board, there's just shy of like 80,000 certified financial planners in the country. That's less than 13%. In South Carolina, we have about 900. That puts us smack dab in the middle of the country. There's like 25 states who have more CFPs than us and 25 states thereabouts who have fewer CFPs than us. You know, our neighbors to the north, North Carolina has a lot more people. They have about 3,000 CFPs. Georgia has a little over 2,500.
Where are we then in moving this industry into professional status? What do you have to do?
We were very encouraged by the Department of Labor fiduciary rule that came out in April of 2016. That's been put on hold. Back in February, President Trump kind of put that on hold. And then most recently, the SEC has stepped in March of this year with a rule that, for all intents and purposes, kind of dilutes and waters down the Department of Labor's fiduciary rule. Where right now I'm getting bombarded with seminars and conference calls and trying to digest this thing and see what it means, so we're still trying to unpackage it. In my preliminary review of this, there's one little aspect that I think may be a step in the right direction as far as making financial planning a profession, and that is on the SEC side. It seems to me, from what I'm reading, it's going to be a little harder to call yourself an advisor unless you actually go through the financial planning process with your clients. So we'll have to see how that shakes out. But that is a little bit of an encouraging news to us.
And explain the fiduciary rule that's been put on hold that you feel may be a big step towards making this a profession.
Okay, there are different standards of care that you have for a client. Most product salesmen have to meet what's called a suitability standard. In other words, your customer or client just needs to be suitable for what you're presenting to them. The much higher standard would be a fiduciary standard, which means it has to be in the absolute best interest of the client. You cannot put the needs of your company, your employer, or your own interests ahead of those of your client at all times, without exception. That would help us to really clean out who calls themselves financial planners and who doesn't.
Well, Rick, thank you so much for spending time with us today. We look forward to an update from you in the future.
It's always a pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.